talk about the analogy of the word.
我们请看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
一百零五节。
Verse 105.
诗篇一百一十九篇，一百零五节。
Psalms 119, verse 105. In the name of Jesus, I read, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
啊，这里是用灯光来比喻神的道。
Here, the word of God is likened to a light and a lamp.
尤其在夜晚的时候。
Especially at night in the dark.
没有这种灯光的照亮，我们就看不到我们应当走的路。
When there is no light, we cannot see the path that we should walk.
今天的世界被比喻成为是一个黑暗的世界。
And today's world has been likened to a world of darkness.
有许多的罪恶的引诱。
There are many temptations of evil.
所以如果没有神的道，好像灯光照亮我们，我们就很容易跌倒和迷失的。
So without the word of God that will shine on us like a light,It is very easy for us to fall and to be lost.
这里说神的灯光要照亮我们的脚，也要照亮我们的路。
Here it says that the light of God will be a lamp to my feet and it will be a light to our path.
脚就是在我们的眼前的，而路是长远的。
When we talk about feet, it is what is ahead of us immediately. When we talk about our path, it is a further distance away.
所以不管是眼前的道路或者是将来的道路，神的话都是要这样的来照亮，来带领我们。
Hence, whether it is the path right in front of us or it is the future path that we should take, the word of God will always be a lamp to light our path.
对我们眼前的道路来说，
For the path that is just in front of us,
我们请看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章
Proverbs chapter 3,
我们读二十一到二十三节
Verses 21 to 23 My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way and your foot will not stumble.
我们再读第四章
We read chapter 4,
第十到十三节
Verses 10 to 13 Chapter 4 verses 10 to 13Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction, do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life.
这两段圣经都是提醒我们要看重神的道。
These two passages of the Bible remind us that we must regard the word of God highly.
它好像是我们的生命。
It is like our life.
它会保守我们走向安全的道路。
It will preserve us and guide us to walk on the safe way.
在第三章的二十二节说。
In chapter 3, verse 1.
他说不可使他离开你的眼目。
It says, do not let them depart from your eyes.
没有了神的道，你就好像瞎眼看不见一样。
Without the word of God, you will be like a blind man and you cannot see.
这样你行路的时候，路上有危险，有绊脚石，你都看不清楚，你就会绊倒了。
When you walk, you will not be able to see any danger that is before your eyes. If there is a stumbling block, you will stumble and fall.
神的话好像我们的灯光，要照亮我们的脚。
So the word of God is like a lamp to our feet.
让我们能够看清楚，我们每走的一步都是安全的。
So that we can see clearly and every step we take will be safe.
走天国的道路就好像进入一个狩猎期一样。狩猎期就是捕抓动物的那个地区。
To tread on the heavenly path is like entering a hunting ground.
里面有很多的陷阱。
There are many traps.
我们如果不小心，我们就会定住这个陷阱。被网罗网住了。
If you are not careful, you can fall into one of these traps and get caught.
主耶稣告诉我们
，The Lord Jesus tells us，
魔鬼是想要得着我们的。
That the devil wants to get us.
他设下许多的陷阱，要陷害我们。
He will lay many traps to get hold of us.
所以如果我们不小心的话，我们就很容易跌入这一种的陷阱。
And if we are not careful, we will fall into these traps.
可是如果有神的道，好像灯光照亮我们。
But if we have the word of God, that shines on us.
它就会保守我们。
We will be preserved.
我们就不至于跌倒了。
And we will not fall.
那也有人形容走天国的道路就好像那个兵士进入这个避雷区一样。
And some people describe treading the heavenly path as if a soldier is treading on landmines.
你每一步都要很小心。
Every step that you take, you have to be careful.
他们要用一种探测器来探测。
They need a detector to detect any mines.
要不然你盲目这样走，分分钟你踩到避雷，你就会粉身碎骨，身败名裂了。
Otherwise, if you were to step on a mine, it will explode and you will die.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们走天国的道路，要做成得救的功夫啊，要战战兢兢。
Therefore, Paul tells us that we have to work out our salvation in fear and trembling.
他的战战兢兢不是说我们每天都要存着害怕的心理，不是这个意思。
But fear and trembling does not mean that we have to be afraid every day.
而是告诉我们每一个脚步都要很小心，好像你在走这个避雷针一样，要看清楚你每一个脚步。
Rather, he wants to remind us that we have to be careful with every step we take, as if we are treading on a landmine.
偏离正路就会使你一世铸成千古恨呢。
And if we go astray from the right path, we will be destroyed.
我们请看传道书的第十章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
传道书第十章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说死苍蝇死座香的膏油发出臭气。
It says dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor.
这样一点的愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。
So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor.
不管你有多深的智慧或者多高的尊荣和地位。
Regardless of how much wisdom you have or how honorable you are.
如果你一时糊涂走错了路。
If you are foolish in the moment and you take the wrong step.
真的是让你成为千古恨的。
It can destroy you.
就好像扫罗王一样
，just like King Saul，
他只是一时违背神的命令去献祭。
He disobeyed God and make a sacrifice in that moment.
他是不是献了很多次祭呢
？Did he make offer sacrifices on many occasions？
他就是那一次。
No, it was just that one time.
他是不是常常违背神的命令呢
？Did he always disobey the commandments of God？
就是杀亚玛利人的时候那一次。
It was the occasion when he killed the Amalekites.
然后神就宣布他的审判呢。
And God pronounced his judgment.
大卫王也是一样。
King David was the same.
他多么有智慧，多么有尊荣。
He was so wise and so honorable.
更难得他是一个合神心意的人。
And he was a man after God's heart.
但他也是一时的糊涂，贪恋美色。
But in a moment of folly, when he covered for the pleasures of the world.
所以死苍蝇真的使座香的膏油发出臭气。
Therefore, dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor.
我们今天是不是走在正路上呢
？Are we treading on the right path today?
请看彼得后书的第二章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter chapter 2.
14节跟15节。
Verses 14 and 15. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
他们离去的正路就走差了。
They have forsaken the right way and gone astray.
他们就是那一些放纵情欲的人。
These are people who love the wages of unrighteousness.
有一些是好色，有一些是贪财。
Some are covetousness and some covet are greedy for money.
在这个财色当中，他们真的迷失了自己。
And they have lost themselves in these pleasures.
好像这个巴兰先知一样。
Just like Prophet Balaam.
当他走犯罪的道路的时候。
When he walked on the way of sin.
神爱他，神警戒他。
God loved him and reminded him.
你们知道神怎么警戒他吗？
How did God remind and warn him?
在第十六节里面记载。
Verse 16 says.
他为自己的过犯受了责备。
He was rebuked for his iniquity.
那不能够说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet.
如果你听到驴子讲话，
If you were to hear a donkey speak,
你会不会吓了一跳呢？
Won't you get a fright?
当然会吓了一跳啊。
Of course you will.
但是这个巴兰先知竟然糊涂到，他根本都不知道这一回事。
But Balaam was so foolish that he didn't even realize this.
他应该明白驴子怎么会说话呢？
He should have understood that a donkey cannot talk.
他会应该害怕了。
He should have felt afraid.
神借着驴子开口来责备他。
So through the donkey, God rebuked Balaam.
但是巴兰还是不受管教。
But Balaam did not receive this chastisement.
仍然走这个犯罪的道路。
He continued to walk on the way of sin.
许许多多的人犯罪也是这样。
It is the same for many people who sin today.
当然神没有叫驴子开口来教训他啦，但是借助他的仆人，他的亲戚朋友，用神的道理来劝诫他。
Of course, God does not cause the donkey to speak every time. Sometimes God make the these people are reminded through their servants or through their family and relatives and friends.
但是他们仍然不肯调转他们的脚步。
But they refuse to change their ways.
虽然有神的灯光照亮，但是他们却拒绝这个灯光啊。
Although they have the light of God to shine on them, they rejected this light.
就好像我们在睡觉的时候，我们总不喜欢有灯光，除了一些特别的人呢。
Like when we are sleeping, most of us would not like to have the lights turned on.
犯罪的人他也不喜欢有灯光。
Sinners also do not like to have to be in the light.
你如果用灯光照亮他，他甚至还会责备你呢。
If you shine on them with the light, they will.Turn around and scold you.
这些人就注定要受审判了。
So these people are doomed to be judged.
所以我们应该祈求神的灵照亮我们。
Therefore, we have to pray that the Spirit of God will shine on us.
让我们明白神的道理。
So that we will understand the word of God.
让我们的心能够悔改，接受神的道。
So that our hearts can turn back and receive the word of God.
好，神的道如灯光，不只照亮我们的脚，还要照亮我们前面的路。
So the light of the word of God does not only shine on our feet, it also lights up our path ahead.
我们总想知道我们前面的路到底是怎样的。
We always want to know what lies ahead of us.
我们有时候真的感觉到前途茫茫。
Sometimes we feel that our future is very bleak.
虽然我们有天气预测的报告。
We may have the weather forecast.
但是这个天气预测能够准确吗？
But is such forecast accurate?
很多事情明天会来到。很多事情明天会来到。
Many things will come, will happen the next day.
是好事还是坏事呢？
Are they good things or bad things?
如果是好事，我们就不用忧虑和害怕了。
If these are good things, then we do not need to worry and be afraid.
但常常就是天有不测之风云。
But very often, things are very unpredictable.
我们会担心，就是因为我们知道发生的常常都是坏事。
We worry because we know that most of the times.It is bad things that will happen.
因此我们感觉到害怕，我们感觉到彷徨。
Hence we feel afraid and we may panic.
我们请看诗篇四十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 48.
诗篇四十八篇。
Psalms 48.
十四节。
Verse 14. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death.
诗人在这里很肯定的这样宣布他的信仰。
So here the psalmist declares very definitely his faith.
虽然他们遭遇到很多的灾难，
that although they may meet with many tribulations,
但是他们的心是安定的。
Their heart is calm.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说神永永远远为我们的神。
Because our God is our God forever and ever.
我们会改变，但是神永远不改变。
We may change, but God will never change.
环境也会改变。
Circumstances and environment may change.
好朋友也会改变。
Our good friends may change.
但是我们的神却永不改变。
But our God will never change.
他就成为我们真正的依靠了。
Hence he is our trust.
他真的是我们的依靠。
He is indeed our trust.
因为他要做我们引路的。
Because he will be our guide.
一直到我们死的时候。
even to death.
我们小的时候觉得很幸福。
When we were younger, we used to feel that we were very.
因为我们有父母、有兄姐爱我们跟保护我们。
We were very fortunate because we have our parents and brothers and sisters who love us and take care of us.
我们要出门，我们不必担心会迷路。
When we want to go out, we are not afraid of losing our way.
因为总有大人替我们带路的。
Because we have adults leading the way.
甚至安排好的路给你去走。
In fact, they would have prepared everything for us.
路上如果有什么危险，他都会替我们挪开的。
And if there are any dangers in our path, they will remove it.
但是他们能够引导我们多久呢？
But how long can they guide us for?
他们有一天会离开我们的。
One day they will leave us.
所以诗人很明白。
Therefore, the psalmist understands.
神才是我们永远的依靠。
That God is our eternal trust.
他要做我们的引路，一直到我们死的时候。
He will be our guide even to the point of our death.
这是真的吗？
Is this true?
我们举一个例子。
Let's see an example.
请看创世纪的二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章是亚伯拉罕派他的老仆人去他的故乡为他的儿子娶媳妇。
So Genesis chapter 24 relates the incident when Abraham sent his old servant to get a wife for Isaac.
那么这个老仆人就对亚伯拉罕说。
And this old servant said to Abraham.
二十四章的三十九节。
In chapter 24 verse 39.
我对我主人说。
And I said to my master.
恐怕这个女孩子不肯跟我来啊。
Perhaps the woman will not follow me.
有谁这么放心跟一个陌生人到一个很远很陌生的地方去呢？
Who would dare to go with a stranger to a unknown and far away place?
这关系到我一生的事情啊。
This concerns my entire life.
对方说的是可靠可信吗？
Can I believe in what the other party is telling me?
所以老仆人他知道这个困难。
So the old master realized this difficulty.
不是我不要去，只是恐怕那个女子不肯跟我来啊。
It is not that I do not want to go. I'm just afraid that the woman will not follow me.
那么亚伯拉罕怎么回答他呢？
And how did Abraham answer him?
四十节。
Verse 40.
我所侍奉的耶和华必要差遣他的使者与你同去，叫你的道路通达。
The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way.
四十一节他说。
In verse 41, he said,
只要你到了我本住那里，那如果那个女孩子不肯跟你来，也没有人愿意把她的女儿交给你，那么这些事情就跟你无关了。
You will be clear from this oath when you arrive among my kindred, for if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath.
因为我相信神必定会安排和带领的。
Because I believe that the Lord will guide and will arrange.
那如果神没有带领，这个事情不成功了。
And if God does not guide,And this thing is not successful.
那这件事情就跟你无关了。
Then this thing, you are no longer bound to this thing.
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
This was the faith of Abraham.
老仆人他知道他主人的信心。
The old servant knew the faith of his master.
他对神的信仰跟神在他一生当中的带领。
His belief in God and the guidance that God has given to him in, through his life.
因此他也放心去了。
Therefore, the servant left without worries.
那么到那边的时候，看到很多女孩子，那么哪一个女孩子才适合做他的，主人的老婆呢？
So when he got there, he saw many young women, and he wondered which of these young women is suitable to be his master's wife.
我们看四十二节。
We read verse 42.
四十二节，他说：“耶和华我主人亚伯罕的神啊，愿你叫我所行的道路通达。”
And this day I came to the well and said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if you will now prosper the way in which I go.
他说，如果有一个打水的女人来到这里，我问她，你可以不可以给我一点水喝？她说可以，而且她又替我的骆驼打水。那么这个女孩子就是做我主人儿子的老婆了。
He said, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, please give me a little water from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, drink, and I will draw water for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son.
做仆人的当然希望他的新主人祖母啊是一个好祖母。
As a servant, he would naturally wish that his new mistress would be a good one.
有时候主人好，祖母不好，那你也是很难受的。
Sometimes when your master is good, but when you have a very bad mistress, life can be very difficult for you.
所以如果这个祖母是一个好心肠的人，有很怜悯的爱心的，那我们就有福了。
Hence, if the mistress is a very kind-hearted and merciful person, then they will be blessed.
你不要以为给水是个很容易的事情。
Do not imagine that drawing water, giving water is a very easy task.
因为我们今天大把水也很容易，开启龙头就有水了。
Today water is very accessible to us. We just need to turn on the tap and we have water.
可是在沙漠地区你要拿水是不容易的。
But in the desert areas, it is not easy to get water.
就算有井，井也是很深呢。
Even if there is a well, the well is very deep.
我们今天好命啊，我们根本不用去打水。以前我们小的时候要到井里去打水的。
Today life is very easy for us. We do not need to go to the well to draw water, unlike in the olden days.
那的确是辛苦的。
This is a very difficult task.
那么给人喝，人喝不了多少，可是你要给骆驼喝，那就真的是一个很辛苦的事情了。
And if you want to draw water for someone to drink, you do not need to draw much because a person will not drink much, but camels drink a lot of water.
所以他这个要求不见得是一个很容易的事情。
Hence his request is not an easy one.
但是真的利百加出来的时候，真的给他水，也自动说我也给你的骆驼来打水。
But true enough, when Rebecca came out, she not only drew water for him to drink, she also drew water for his camels to drink.
老仆人看到了非常的快乐。
So when the old servant saw this, he was very glad.
然后他说什么呢？
What did he say?
我们读四十八节。
We read verse 48.
他就低头向耶和华下拜，称颂耶和华。
And I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God.
他说，因为他引导我走合适的道路。
Who had led me in the way of truth.
所以我们读了这几节章节。
So after having read these verses,
都看到神亲自的带领他们的道路。
We can see that God personally guided them in their way.
我们有时候说，那为什么神今天不这样的带领我们的道路呢？
So sometimes we may say, why is it that God does not lead us in this manner today?
难道耶和华神跟耶稣不一样吗？
Is not the Lord God different from Jesus?
其实耶稣就是天上的耶和华道成肉身来的神。
Actually, Jesus is the God in heaven who has come onto earth in the flesh.
神永远都是一样的。
God is the same forever.
不一样的是我们人。
What is different is us.
我们有没有亚伯拉罕这种的信心呢？
Do we have the faith of Abraham?
我们只是在有困难的时候，我们就来祷告祈求神。
We only pray to God when we meet with difficulties.
然后我们就说，神啊，我有这信心来祈求你，为什么你不听我的祷告呢？
And then we say, God, I have this faith to pray to you. Why do you not hearken to my prayers?
好像埋怨神不遵守诺言一样。
It is as if we are murmuring against God that he has not kept his promise.
但事实上我们这种信心是什么信心呢？
In actual fact, what kind of faith is this?
这跟那些外邦人一样。
How is this kind of faith is like the faith of the Gentiles.
无事不登三宝殿，有事就叩破头个儿。
They will pray to the God only when they meet with difficulties and they need to.
这种不是信心。
This is not faith.
这好像只是利用神而已。
This is merely making use of God.
有需要的时候，你就是我的神。
You are my God when I need you.
当我不需要的时候，神是谁呢？
But when I don't need God, who is God?
亚伯拉罕是在他一生当中敬畏真神。
For Abraham, he worshipped and revered God throughout his life.
因此当他有困难的时候，
and when he met with difficulties,
神就会带领他帮助他。
God guided him and helped him.
这是需要我们来改善的地方。
This is something that we need to change.
不是真的有困难了才来迫切祷告祈求神。
We should not kneel down before God and pray to God only when we meet with difficulties.
而是在我们平时的信仰生活里面，都一样的信靠真神，敬拜神。
In our daily life of faith, we have to pray to God and trust in him.
那么当我们在困难的时候，
so that when we meet with difficulties,
我们的神一样会看顾带领我们的。
Our God will continue to take care of us and guide us.
所以神的道好像灯光，
therefore the word of God is like a light,
要照亮我们的脚，
it will shine, it will give light to our feet,
也要照亮我们前面的路途的，
and it will also light up our path ahead.
我们的明天如何我们不知道，
we do not knowwhat tomorrow will hold for us.
但是我们知道我们的神是替我们引路，一直到我们死那一天的。
But we know that our God will guide us in our path to the day we die.
因此我们放心把我们的一切交托给神。
Therefore, we do not need to worry. We can entrust everything to God.
好，我们讲另外一个比喻。
We shall look at another example.
请看希伯来书的第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Chapter 4, sorry, Hebrews chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
神的道就好像两刃的剑。
The word of God is like a two-edged sword.
它是活泼的。
It is living.
它是有功效的。
It is powerful.
它是锋利的。
And it is very sharp.
我们有没有体验到这三方面的功能呢？
Have you experienced these three aspects of the word of God?
神的道是活泼的。
The word of God is living.
不是死气沉沉的。
It is not dead.
它有一种生命力，它有一种的活力。
It has life and it has power, energy.
听了神的道，会在我们心中给我们的安慰，给我们喜乐，给我们盼望。
Having listened to the word of God, it gives us peace, joy and hope.
我们如果听了神的道，
if we listen to the word of God,
我们心灵里面仍然是死气沉沉的。
And we continue to feel dead inside us.
仍然是悲哀的。
We continue to be sorrowful.
仍然是绝望的。
And we continue to feel hopeless.
是不是神的道没有这种活泼的功能呢？
Is it then that the word of God has no power?
不是的。
It is not.
是我们的心灵没有打开，没有接受这个道。
It is because we have not opened our hearts to receive this word.
一个人如果肯打开他的心灵，
if one is willing to open his heart,
他肯相信神的话，
and he is willing to believe in the word of God.
神的话好像剑。
The word of God is like a sword.
是活泼的。
It is living.
能够带给他生命和力量。
It can bring him life and strength.
能够把他心中的结打开的。
He can untie the knots in his heart.
如果我们被这个结绑住的时候，绑手绑脚，我们真的是无奈无力。
When we are bound at our hands and our feet, we feel hopeless and we do not have strength.
我们想活泼都活泼不起来啊。
We want to be alive and be energetic, but we cannot.
因为我们心中太多的结了。
Because there are too many knots in our heart.
太多的烦恼。
We have too many sorrows and frustrations.
所以我们应该祷告祈求神。
Therefore, we have to pray to God.
求神将他的道放在我们的心中。
To ask God to put His word in our heart.
让我们真正得到释放。
So that we will be free.
让我们的心灵能够活泼起来。
So that our spirits can be alive.
我们举一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
请看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章，我们读三十七节跟三十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verses 37 and 38. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
当天使告诉玛利亚这个好消息的时候，
When the angel went to Mary with the good news,
她一方面很高兴，但是一方面她也是很担心。
On one hand, she rejoiced. On the other, she was worried.
她对天使说，
She said to the angel,
34节，
in verse 34,
我还没有出嫁，怎么有这样的事情呢？
How can this be, since I do not know a man?
天使告诉她，
The angel answered,
圣灵要降临在你的身上，
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你就会怀孕生子，
and you will conceive and bear a son.
然后天使给她一个证明，
Then the angel gave her a sign.
36节，
Verse 36,
你的亲戚伊丽莎伯，她在年老的时候也怀孕了。
Elizabeth, your relation, has also conceived a son in her old age.
而且素来称为不生育的，现在已经有孕六个月了。
And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren.
然后天使说，
Then the angel said,
出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For with God, nothing will be impossible.
玛利亚就说，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Then Mary said, Let it be to me according to your word.
她相信神的话。
She believed the word of God.
但是她开心吗？
But was she joyful?
这里没有记载她开心不开心。
Here did not say whether she was she rejoiced or not.
只是说，如果这是神的旨意，这真的是神的话，我愿意接受。
It says that if this is the will of God, if this is the word of God, I'm willing to accept it.
然后她就去寻找证明了。
Then she went to seek the sign.
39节记载，玛利亚 起身急忙就到山壁去找他的亲戚以利沙伯了。
Verse 39 says Mary arose and went into the hill country with haste to look for Elizabeth.
那么看到他的亲戚以利沙伯真的怀孕，而且是六个月了。
And when she saw that Elizabeth was indeed pregnant, and was so for 6 months.
那么以利沙伯对他说
，Elizabeth said to her.
42节。
Verse 42.
你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎你是有福的。
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
为什么他知道呢
？How did she know this?
43节。
Verse 43.
我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我腹里的胎就欢喜跳动。
But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
玛利亚听到这一些见证，
When Mary heard these things,
她真的是欢喜快乐了。
She truly rejoiced and was glad.
所以46节就记载玛利亚怎么称颂神呢？
Therefore, from verse 46, it records of how Mary praised God.
我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
因为他顾念使你的卑微。
For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant.
从今以后，万代要称我为有福的。
For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed.
他的心灵真的是得到释放，真的是快乐起来了。
Her spirit was freed and rejoiced.
他有烦恼吗
？Did she have any worries?
他有担心吗
？Did she have any worries and sorrows?
他有的。
She had.
因为她的丈夫会相信她的话吗
？Because she wondered if her husband would believe her.
以后要怎么样来抚养这个主耶稣呢
？How is she going to raise this child, Jesus?
这的确是一个很大的重担。
That was indeed a great burden.
可是她不担心这一切了。
But she no longer worried over these things.
因为神的话是带着能力的。
Because the word of God is powerful.
神所应许的一样要应验。
What God has promised will come to pass.
神会帮助她的。
God will help her.
因此他的心灵就快乐起来。
Therefore, her spirit rejoiced.
我们有没有玛利亚这一种的信心
？Do we have such faith that Mary had?
除非我们怀疑这是神的话吗
？We doubt if this is the word of God.
那我们真的是很担心。
And we were.Just like what the apostles said.
神是帮助我们的。
God is our help.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
那我们还怕谁呢
of whom shall we be afraid?
有谁能够大过我们的神呢
Who can be greater than our God?
而且最重要的。
And what is most important?
有哪一件事情神不知道呢
Is there anything that God does not know?
因此我们应该放心交托给他。
Therefore, we should not worry and we should entrust everything to God.
我们的生，我们的死。
Our life and our death
都是在神的手中
lies in the hands of God.
我们应该放开我们心中的结
We have to untie the knots in our hearts.
神的道是活泼的
The word of God is living.
就是带给我们这种的盼望和这种的喜乐
And it brings us this kind of hope and this kind of joy.
而且是有功效的
And it is powerful.
有功效就是说它不会落空的
When we say that the word of God is powerful and effective, it means that it will not,it is not futile.
不是我们所说的、啊、空雷不语啊。一直打雷哦，但是没有雨水下来的。雷声很大，但是雨声不要说很小，一点都没有。
Sometimes we hear a lot of thunder, but there is no rain.
请看约书亚记的23章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 23.
约书亚记二十三章。
Joshua chapter 23.
14节。
Verse 14.
我们读到16节。
We read from verse 14 to verse 16.Behold, this day I'm going.
约书亚啊，对，二十三章。
Joshua chapter 23 verses 14 to 16. Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you, and not one word of them has failed.Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised to you,
So the Lord will bring upon you all harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given you.
约书亚知道他要离世了。Joshua
knew that he was going to die.
他最后对他所带领的这一些选民这样的说。
And his last words to the people whom he had led were these.
他说神所应许赐福给你们的话, 没有一句落空的。
He said, all the good things which God spoke concerning you all have come to pass, and not one of them has failed.
通通都应验了。
All have come to pass.
神的道是有功效的。
The word of God is effective.
他怎么应许, 他必定怎样成全。
What he has promised, he will do.
就像神应许亚伯拉罕要成为大国。
Just like when God promised that Abraham would become the father of many nations.
可是他到了90多岁, 一个孩子都没有。
However, we see that when Abraham was over 90 years old, he still did not have any child.
从他的正式的妻子所生的一个都没有。
He did not have any children from his rightful wife.
神说要从你的妻子撒拉所生的才算是你的儿子。
God said that only the child whom you have with Sarah will be your is your child.
可是撒拉的生育都已经断绝了呢。
But Sarah was already barren.
神的应许还会实现吗？
Can God's promise still come to pass?
神的话是不是落空呢？
Has God's word become futile?
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
This is the faith of Abraham.
神的话是有功效的。
The word of God is powerful.
绝对不会落空的。
It will never fail.
所以在他100岁的时候, 真的就生了以撒了。
So when Abraham was 100 years old, he got a child.
以后他们下埃及。
And they later went to Egypt.
那个时候他们总共只是70个人。
At that time, there were 70 of them.
雅各带到他的子孙只不过是70人。
Jacob and his descendants only numbered 70.
怎么成为一个大国呢？
How could they become a great nation?
但是谁想象得到？
Who would have imagined?
430年以后。
That after 430 years,
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候,
when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
圣经记载,
the Bible records,
单单步行的男丁已经有60万,
just the men alone, there were 600,000 of them,
不包括妇女跟孩子在内,
and this does not include the women and the children.
你就假定他家里只是3个人就好,
if we assume that there are 3 people in each family,
老公老婆跟一个儿子,
the husband, the wife, and the child.
你可以想象到那是多么大的数目呢?
You can imagine that this will come out to a great sum.
他们真的成为一个大国。
They had indeed become a great nation.
在当时的环境。
And in the circumstances in those days.
以色列人真的不敢相信神的应许会成全的。
The Israelites did not dare to believe that God's promise will come to pass.
当时的埃及是多么的强盛。
At that time, Egypt was such a powerful nation.
我们没有一个领袖。
We do not have a leader.
后来出现一个摩西。
Later on, Moses appeared.
可是他们只是空欢喜一场。
But they rejoiced for nothing.
因为最后摩西逃走了。
Because at the end, Moses left.
这个伟大的领袖走去牧羊了。
This great leader of ours went to pastor the sheep.
神的应许怎么成全呢?
How can God's promise come to pass?
可是当他们失望的时候,
but when they were disappointed,
神遵守他的诺言,
God kept his promise.
重新拣选摩西,
and he chose Moses once again,
带领以色列人出埃及,
to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
显现很多的神迹奇事,
he performed many great miracles and wonders.
摩西死了,
after Moses died,
神捐选约书亚,
God chose Joshua,
带领他们进入迦南地,
to lead the people into the land of Canaan.
这都是很艰难很巨大的工作,
all this are very difficult work.
但是神都一一地成全了他们,
but God gave it all to them.
我们读这一些历史的时候,
when we read this history,
我们不要把它当作是故事来看,
we should not treat it as fiction.
就好像小孩子看那个埃及王子摩西看得很好笑，那只不过是卡通片。
Just like when children watch the movie Prince of Egypt,
他们只是当作卡通片。
They enjoyed it because it is a cartoon.
他们不会跟神连接起来的。
They do not connect it with God.
他们也不会想到自己跟神之间的关系。
And they do not think of their relationship with God.
但是约书亚就是告诉我们。
But Joshua tells us.
我们从所发生这一切的历史。
That from all this history that has happened.
我们看到神怎么样的带领我们。
We have seen how God has guided and led us.
我们看到神的话一句都没有落空。
We see that not one word of God has failed.
因此我们要敬畏真神，要听从神的话。
Therefore, we have to worship God and to obey His word.
我们就可以得到这一切的福气。
Then all these blessings will come upon us.
但是如果我们违背神的话呢？
But if we were to disobey the word of God,
神审判的咒诅也一样会临到我们的。
God's pronounced judgment and curse will come upon us.
所以他勉励这些选民。
Therefore, He encouraged the people.
我们要遵守以神所立的约。
That you have to keep the covenant that you have made with God.
我们不要离开神去侍奉偶像。
Do not depart from God and serve other gods.
神的话是有功效的。
The word of God is effective.
好，第三方面，作者说神的道如剑，也是锋利的。
So thirdly, the author said that the word of God is like a sword and it is sharp.
力道可以刺入我们的心，连骨髓里面都可以刺进剥开的。
It is so sharp that it can pierce our hearts and even pierce our bone marrow.
有时候我们听神的道理，真的会刺到我们的心的。
Sometimes when we listen to the sermons, we feel this way.
那么心痛的时候，就会有两种的反应呢。
And when we are pierced in our hearts, we can have two reactions.
心痛哈，心会痛。
Oh, so when we have a heartache, when there's pain in our heart, we can have two reactions.
两种表现，一种就是心痛了，那么就老老实实认罪悔改。
The first reaction is that we may truly repent and change.
好像五旬节时候那些犹太人听到彼得的讲道。
Just like on the day of Pentecost when the people heard the sermon of Peter.
你就看到神的道真的好像剑一样那么的锋利，刺进他们的心。
We can see that the word of God was indeed like this very sharp sword that has pierced their heart.
他们个个都觉得扎心。
They were all cut to the heart.
可是这种的心痛让他们认罪，让他们低头悔改。
But such pain caused them to repent and to change their ways.
但是另外一种反应就刚刚好相反。
But some people react in a different manner.
他心痛了，他就恼羞成怒。你为什么讲中我的心？
They may feel very bad, but they are upset that that you keep.
你为什么讲中我的心？
That you have that you have
你为什么讲对了我的错处呢？
That you have correctly pointed out all my mistakes.
请看路加福音的24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
哎，对不起，是第四章。
It's Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
25节读到28节。
Verses 25 to 28. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Zarephath, in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian. Then all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath.
主耶稣回到他的故乡，就是拿撒勒去传道。
So the Lord Jesus returned to his hometown, in Nazareth to preach.
他多么盼望他家乡的人一样可以得救呢？
He had hoped that the people in his hometown would be saved.
但是他们却不肯听从他。
But they refused to listen to his word.
因为他们看不起耶稣基督。
Because they despised him.
他是一个穷苦的人。
He is a poor man.
他的兄弟、他的姐妹都是在我们这里长大的。
His brothers and his sisters grew up here with us.
所以主耶稣是说。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said.
我对你们讲实话。
Assuredly, I say to you, I tell you truly.
以色列以利亚的时代有很多的寡妇。
In the days of Elijah, there were many widows in Israel.
可是他们都得不到神的恩典。
But none of them received the grace of God.
以利亚奉差派到一个外邦人的寡妇那边去。
Elijah was sent to a widow who was a Gentile.
先知以利沙的时候，
in the time of Elisha,
以色列也有很多 大麻风的。
There were many lepers in Israel.
但是他们得不到神的恩典。
But none of them received the grace of God.
反倒这个外邦人，这个乃曼，他却得到神的恩典，得医治了。
On the contrary, this Gentile Naaman received the grace of God and was healed.
我们还不知道这个医治的时候，这一些犹太人通通已经明白主耶稣是讲什么。
When we do not understand what the Lord Jesus is trying to say, all the Jews understood.
所以那些人听到都怒气满胸啊。
Therefore, all the people, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath.
主耶稣的话刺中他们的心了。
The Lord Jesus has pierced their hearts.
不是神的恩典不要给你们。
It is not that the grace of God is not meant for you.
只是你们没有撒勒法寡妇那一种的信心，也没有示利亚国的乃曼那一种的谦卑。
Rather, it is because you do not have the faith of the widow of Zarephath and the humility of Naaman the Syrian.
你想看撒勒法的寡妇对先知所说的话，他多么的信靠呢？
If we think of the words of this widow of Zarephath to the prophet, we can see that she had faith.
你看乃曼元帅多么的谦卑，到以利沙的面前来祈求，最后又听仆人的劝告，到河里去受浸。
We see how humble Naaman was in going before Elisha and later on to cleanse himself in the river Jordan.
但是这些犹太人却不肯听从主耶稣的话。
But all these Jews refused to listen to the word of the Lord Jesus.
他们反倒生气。
They got angry.
二十九节里面记载。
Verse 29 says.
他就把主耶稣推到山上去。
They thrust him out of the city.
他们想要把主耶稣就这样推他下去了。
So they led him to the brow of the hill and they wanted to throw him down over the cliff.
你看这些人真的是恼羞成怒，想要把耶稣杀掉。
We can see that these people were indeed filled with wrath and they wanted to kill Jesus.
但是三十节记载。
But verse 30 says.
主耶稣从他们中间自行过去了。
That the Lord Jesus went on his way by passing through the midst of them.
主耶稣来到是要拯救我们的。
The Lord Jesus has come that he come to save us.
但是如果我们拒绝主的恩典，不肯听神的话。
But if we reject his grace and we refuse to listen to his word.
主就在我们中间自行然后过去了。
Then the Lord Jesus will just walk up, in the midst of us and walk away.
耶稣没有再回到拿撒勒去传道了。
Jesus did not return to Nazareth to preach.
他就到别的村庄把神的福音告诉他们。
He went to the other cities and
反倒自己人却得不到神的恩典。
So his own people did not receive the grace of God.
我们是不是这种的人呢？
Are we such people?
当我们听神的道理的时候，
When we listen to the word of God,
我们心里的感受是如何呢？
How do we feel?
祈求神帮助我们。
We pray that God will help us.
让我们明白神的道好像灯光要照亮我们。
So that we can understand that the word of God is like a lamp that will light up our path.
也是好像宝剑一样，是要帮助我们。
And it is a sword that will protect and help us.
来释放我们心里的结，来砍断我们心里的罪恶。
To untie the knots in our heart and to free us of sin.